This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
From 95.7 The Game.
I've had better ones, partner. How about that?
Yeah.
And I did an exercise I was going to share with you all. I'm 50, Steiny, and...
Well, you're older than that, aren't you?
Early 50, and I did a list of, you know, New Year's resolutions, and... The list is longer. When you get older, it's supposed to get shorter, right? Mine's getting longer.
What's on it?
I couldn't.
Resolutions?
Yeah, that's too personal.
Oh, a lot of people share them.
No, I'm going to read more. I tried that last year. I'm going to read more.
Not sports, though.
No.
Read some stuff about the Arctic.
No, that's too, I don't listen. Like, where do you go share that? Like, you're broadening
right
your
here
horizon.
On 95.7 The Game.
But where do you go to a party
your
like
Arctic
New Year's
sports
Eve?
Leader.
Hey, everybody, pull up a chair. Let me tell you about the art. I want to do something where I can share.
If it comes up, I'm all over it.
Can I
you
say something?
You want to talk about the Northwest Passage? I'll take over the discussion.
Can I say something to you personal? I'm going to.
Yeah.
My late great mother-in-law, Mary Brown, said I was meant to be a pastor. And the first book I'm going to pick up this year is the Bible.
Oh.
And I'm going to, no, seriously, Pastor, don't.
You'll never finish it. It's too big.
No, Proverbs set you
down. You won't understand it.
Stoney, stop.
It's hard to understand.
I'm the New Testament, man. I didn't been up and down the Bible, but that's where I'm starting, the Bible. You can't get mad at me for that. That's where I'm starting.
Well, I'm not. I'm mad at you for lying about it.
No, I'm not. You sound like Miss Basie. Stop.
You're not going to be reading the Bible.
Stoney, I am, and I want to be a person. Now, I'm a father 3 times over. This somebody, even friends, you come to me and I can just be a light and tell you the truth. Because my friend the other day that gave me that real about me, I'm still spinning. So I got some resolutions.
Well, I got something up my sleeve.
For you.
No, for you too. You may get it from me.
Well, that sounds like tricks.
It sounds to me like
tricks
you really respect your friend and think he's a true friend for bringing it to you hard.
Yeah. No doubt.
Well, I'm going to have to do that, too.
But he brought it when I didn't ask. That's why it
Even
was so
better.
Powerful.
Even better.
Now, what could you say? I got some stuff for you in the tank. You just can't take it.
Please.
What you doing after?
Whatever I want. I'm an empty nester.
They're good. All right.
Well, no, I got
some time.
Yeah, I got to do.
Oh, my God. Did you go to the bank?
I went to the bank.
I called
you. Hey, check this out, man. How cool is this?
Did you get a Tulane ATM card? Because they can give you
cards. Look, I can show the card on the screen. Look at that. Look at that. You can't see the number.
Yes, on the back.
No, no, no. The number's on the back now.
I understand.
No, it's on the back.
Pop, is he really excited? Dude, I get that.
So you can't read it from the front.
Hello,
you don't have one of those.
Dude, I got one right now.
You still have the number on the front.
I got it on the back.
All you chumps out there still have the number on the front.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Destiny card, though. No. That's always been on the back on those credit cards.
Honey, stop. The stuff that gets you happy.
Shoot, everybody's got numbers on the back now?
This may have been in the Stone Age.
Dang.
How long did it take you, seriously, though? In and out? I called you, and I go,
About 20 minutes.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes. Okay, I got to set this call up.
Yeah.
Our good buddy Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina.
My
says,
man.
Steiny, you're being unfair.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I've talked about Kuminga for 5 years. There's probably been times that I've been unfair. There's probably been times I've been overly fair.
But your last segment, you were unfair.
No, I wasn't.
Tim will tell you. That's why he's on the bat phone, Steiny. I'm being real with you. I admit he's at fault, but he is not Han Solo.
It doesn't matter who's at fault. It doesn't matter. It's a failure. Like, I don't care if it's Dunleavy, Myers, Lacob, Kuminga. It's been butchered by both sides. So, like...
No, I'm with you on that. And but why does it feel like you're giving Kuminga a brunt of the
I don't think he's a great player.
But
I don't think he's a very good player.
And he's Michael Jordan. He's only 23. So I guess why I'm saying you're being unfair is now you're judging him. If he goes and does something he hasn't done in his career and finds a home, and I'm just saying 23-8, you won't look at that and give him any credit
at all. I know he can do that.
Oh,
I know he can do that.
You never said that.
I know he can score 22 on a bad team.
That hits different. And it ain't going to change, Tim, but I didn't know you would even give him that. But I think you're going to be like, well, did they win a chip? And that's where I was saying that's unfair. But if you say on this day you know he's capable of that, then you're giving him his credit.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's a scorer on a bad team.
But he's not even a scorer on your team.
That's because we're not bad.
Well.
We're not bad. We've won 44, 48, and 46. You're not good enough to play on that team. You might be able to be good enough to play on a 30-win team.
But on this team, he's good enough to play, Steiny. And that's what makes this.
Not according to the only guy who matters.
You just smile.
All right, Tim, what's up? Tim in North Carolina. Raleigh, to be specific. Tobacco Road.
Happy holiday, baby.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I apologize. I'm letting myself down for even calling right now and talking about it. So I want to apologize.
You're all good.
I promised myself I wouldn't, but I'm in the car. I got an hour to drive to get where I got to go, so I call. And Steiny knows how to do it, get you wound
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so you're right.
This is the thing. So, and Guru, I appreciate you, but
it's
just
real.
Just because a guy doesn't fit on this team and doesn't go exactly the way the coach wants you to go on this team, to say he's not good and to kind of take away, I'm not saying great, but Steiny, to say that this guy, you go over all these last 4 years and the different moments and flashes of long periods of stresses that this guy has done great things out there at times, and to just don't even acknowledge that there is NBA player after NBA player with podcasts, analysts, and all over that have recognized this kid's talent. You got a GM that you just said it yourself and hypocrited your own self that was ready to give you Malik Monk, a bona fide score, and a first-round pick protected for this kid, and to say he's not good. Like, we don't have to be bullies and step on him while he's down. Look, he doesn't fit on the team. We all acknowledge it, but I do remember him being tied with Mullen as the 11-11 from the field as the two people on this team that have perfect games. Before, like he's helped this team win games, and to just act like that never happened.
Hey,
I tell you what, Steiny.
Yeah,
Jimmy Butler's best friend tweeted over the weekend about this guy rotting on the bench, and he's being super athletic. Why don't we talk about that?
I brought it up early, Tim.
Good.
Yeah, Tim.
I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is a good player. I didn't say he's not good because he's in the NBA. I just don't think he is a good player. He hasn't been consistent his whole career. I don't think he stinks. I think he could be useful on another team.
But I
don't like his game.
Okay, but for you to come on here to the masses and blast that out to everybody to say that he's not good, that's your opinion. I agree.
Yeah, and your opinion is he's really good. So we're just having a debate about it.
I think you would have to acknowledge the fact that there are several NBA players and NBA analysts who do believe he's good. Can you acknowledge that, Steiny?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Tim.
Okay. All right. So why don't sometimes we speak about what positive people say about him, that there is other sides of other people who do agree with Guru and myself, that there is a lot of people that think he's a good player. It's not a one-stop shop that what you say and then nobody says anything else. So I guess that's all I'm saying, man. To come on here and blast this kid that he's not a good player. Yes, you don't like his game, but there are several people who do. And I think we...
All right, Tim, I got to go.
Yeah. He's got some, I mean, Gilbert Arenas, if you're into
Tim,
that.
But, Tim, give me a break.
B.J. Armstrong is spoke
fondly of
Kuminga.
Tim, give me a break. This is the
Kuminga,
most polarizing player who's come through the pike here in decades.
But for the wrong reasons.
Right, because half of us don't think he's as good as the other half think he is.
Or the
plain
project never got up and running. That's what leaves a lot to be desired. But for you to say, I'm just speaking for me, for you to sound like a Harbaugh... enthusiasm?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
But for you to say you don't think if he's incapable of scoring that, that hits different to me now. Like, I thought you were robbing him of that.
That's the only thing he can do is
right
score.
Now, right now.
Exactly.
Right now.
Like, that's never been the issue, whether he can get you 20. Yeah. Of course he can get you 20. We know he can get you 20.
I'm just worried about
Can Scottie. He get me 10?
Yeah, and again, me listening to the Raptor broadcast and the lead analyst on the broadcast go over their draft picks, and I'm like, they're in Canada saying this, and he's telling the truth, but what's scaring me is, when's the next time we're going to get a pick like that?
Soon, maybe this summer.
Well, the worst part to be is it looks like they're at now in the middle.
Exactly.
But Steiner, you could get a number one or two pick. If you don't got the right people picking them, you can get what we just had.
By the way, the idea that 99% of the people are behind Kuminga.
That's
a
too
joke.
High. It's not. It's
fact,
not. It's not.
People see the writing on the wall.
Yeah. And you could say, oh, Goo, you like drama. I'm going to tell you something. You might not. You can disagree with it, Steiner. I don't like him being happy and quiet and as mute as he's been with this new role not playing. How about if I told you that? Because a real one would not, something would be said. That's all. And I don't want drama, but something, you can't be happy unless you know something so deep in your soul that they told you it's top secret. You cannot be happy with how you're being underutilized and just a DMP. I mean, step to a mic and be like, I don't understand it. But to just take it on the chin is if, hey, and he's, you know, maybe I'm different. I just know Gary Payton, a guy like that, wouldn't be in this position. But, I mean, alpha male is not taking this. And then, you know what, and the last thing, and I'll get be done. Jimmy Butler took him under his wing for a reason. I know, but that's saying something. So when you say to me, and you said to all of us this morning, I feel like something's going on. I know it wasn't, you're Marvin Gaye, what's going on? But for me, I do think what Jimmy is saying and thinking behind closed doors, after I'm talking to this kid, trying to get him up and running, and he can't even get in the game for us, and Scottie Barnes is getting 30 rebounds. Just a thought.
Yeah, Scottie Barnes rebounds. That's part of his game.
But the point is, you can't gobble them all up, and he damn near did because we were so little.
Oh, you're actually making the case if Kuminga were in the game, he could have mitigated that.
Maybe okay. Two or three. Again, people, I'm not saying Kuminga's not at fault. He is. I'm disappointed. But when I look at this roster, I'm about the team. Him being a DM. That's why I can't wait for the 15th or thereafter so we can get some closure.
You know,
because if they don't, this is going to look bad on the Warriors again.
Here's the other thing about the Kuminga fans. You need to be more upset with people other than Steve Kerr. Like, if you're really pissed that this kid didn't get developed and he got the short shrift, well, guess whose fault that is too? Steph, Draymond, Clay, and now Jimmy Butler.
Those are facts.
Period.
Those are facts. Who all, at one juncture, real quick, the last year and a half, went to the podium and said, this dude's next.
Listen.
Remember Draymond said it? Oh, he's got the key. Remember Curry said it?
That's all.
And Curry said we got to play. What is it? What would you call lip service?
Yes, it's lip service.
But if you don't mean it, you don't have to say it.
My point is, if this team, if Curry and Draymond and Butler still really are under the illusion we can win a title, then they don't want to play with Jonathan Kuminga. They don't think he's a championship player. Let's go to Jay in San Francisco. Hey, Jay.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
So, I mean, you know what's funny is, I think, and I hate to be a politician here, but I think both sides are at fault, right?
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, you know, Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, I mean, they've just done a really, really bad job of getting through to Kuminga, getting him to buy in.
Yes.
And honestly developing. I mean, they just did a bad job developing the guy. But, I mean, I think if you're Jonathan Kuminga, you're not driving the train. You're not Steph. You're not Dre. You're not Clay. You're not Butler. You're riding the train. You're on the ride. And the fact that he hasn't been able to realize that, jump on the train in the passenger seat and fit into a role, that's his fault too. I mean, that's absolutely his fault. And here's the thing. The guy didn't play college. He didn't play college basketball, right? He's not fundamentally sound. I mean, there are things that he does in the court that he's just not, he doesn't do well defensively. He's always out of position. He takes bad shots. I understand why Steve Kerr is not playing him, right? I totally get that. But the challenge is the Warriors, we're 17 and 16. I mean, the guy needs to get some playing time, right? I mean, he needs to get some playing time, right? He's not a bum. So, I mean, it's a really weird situation to be honest with you guys.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I've never seen this. I mean, I've never seen it. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's weird. It's just weird.
But you,
I mean, the guy, he's got it.
I'm sorry. I'm so emotional. The politician, normally that's a bad thing. That's not bad. That's how I feel. It's 50-50 to me, and that's all I'm trying to, you know, tell Steiny is both parties are at fault, and you've had 60 months to get this dude up and running, and his handles are not even where they're supposed to be. The coach is telling Willard and Dibbs, you know, he's not here in the summer. Make his ass stay here in the summer. Maybe be more developed, Steiny. Who's, like, how could you have an entity that you want to see grow, but you're not, you know, telling them the real, stay your ass in the Bay and work with Steiny to get you up and running. So that's why I'm emotional.
You know what's crazy is I've been hating on Steve Kerr a lot this past 6 months. I don't know, I call him every now and then. But here's the thing, right? I mean, to Steve Kerr's credit, look at Quentin Post. I mean, this guy's playing. It's night and day since he came in. He's playing well.
Why is Will Richard playing?
Will Richards, I mean, he's developing well, too. I mean, Steve Kerr's developing him. I mean, he gets DMPs every now and then, but he's developing him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I gave a lot of bad credit. I used to hate on pods like crazy, but, hey, in the past five games, the guy's playing
well. I'm with you. I'm right behind you.
All right, Jake.
You got to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, I appreciate the call.
I'm going to get hate mail, but
yeah,
I'm
Will Richard
just,
plays because he knows how to play basketball.
Man.
Sorry.
And
he went to college 4 years. He played 140 games in college.
I tried to fight you on that. I tried to fight you, but that's why he's playing. The IQ. Let's say it. It's the IQ, man. The natural, just.
What's more than that? He doesn't have. He's not a. What does he excel at?
JK or Whit Richards?
Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
Jumping.
Attacking the rim. Yeah. You
know, the league's full of those.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and I don't know what the percentage is. Whose fault it's Kuminga, whose fault it's Kerr, whose fault it is the organization. But this is the price you pay when you win a title in 22, and at that point, once the Warriors said, we're trying to go back-to-back, it was over for Kuminga. It just was.
In what way, though? Because I can't. You can't grow?
Exactly. They couldn't figure out a way to have a window open for Kuminga and still at the same time think they're a title team. It was either one or the other.
But how did that work out?
What do you mean?
Like, haven't got or sniffed a title since. Since you won it,
that's
so
right.
How
they missed their window to develop Kuminga while they were pursuing these mirage championships. Like that's what happens when you win in 2022, and then you say we're doing everything and anything for Steph Curry to get his fifth. What do you mean anything? What do you mean anything? Anything? Guess what? Kuminga's just a casualty then. Was there a way to fit him in over the last 3 years? Absolutely, positively, and the Warriors blew it. They blew it because they were under this illusion that if Kuminga played, they were in a development phase, and if he didn't play, it was because, well, we're a championship team. So it was going to be like one or the other, and they've never been able to say, we're not really either right now. Because they're not. They're not a developing team, but they're not a title contender either.
Yeah, but it's up upon... Hey, I hear you. I'm right here. But the bottom line is, and now I'm coming at Kuminga Tim, because the onus is on him in the offseason to go to the lab and work on his repertoire and his skill set. And he has not done that. And he tricked me after the first 5 games this year where I'm thinking that handle's tight, it's gotten better, the free throws, those are the things he can Janet Jackson. He could control those. And he hasn't done that. So from that perspective, he's let me down and let himself down. Like, you're getting jobbed or it's not going your way. But you, like, when he joined us and the agent joined us for an hour and I'm looking in the background, like, who are you working out with? And I thought, okay, that's nothing. I can laugh and scoff at that because I know and trust that he's working the right way. And then he comes out and his handles are no better than they were 2 or 3 years ago. And if you can't navigate, you can't be a 1 or a 2. And he can't navigate with his handles as loose as they are. And that's shame on him and everybody watching him and allowing that. You want to be a Durant. You want to be a scorer and your handles are as loosey-goosey in year 5. Make that make sense. That's shame on everybody. You got to have a handle to navigate the floor.
Well, you
got to
work on it.
And that's what I believe he hasn't, or he thought he was.
Think about Steph Curry when he came into the league and what he does with the ball before every game.
It's incredible.
Every single game.
It's incredible.
And I'm sure he does in practice, too. Deborah, you know what? I'm going to push Deborah to the other side because we're kind of up against it a little bit. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are always entertaining. They're 17-16, but there's so much going on. And Jonathan Kuminga's still going on. I'm telling you, it's time to lose this guy.
And if they don't, then what are we going to say?
I don't want to put it like that.
That's the ultimate chicken coming home to roost.
It's time for the Warriors and Kuminga to go separate ways.
But
give this kid a chance somewhere else.
But it was supposed to happen in the summer.
Well, they didn't like the deals.
All right. Now, like if you were a bet man, would you say he'll be gone by the 15th or soon after?
I don't. Yeah, soon after.
Oh,
I think he's going to get traded.
I want that for him, man. He can't even play in the game.
I got news for you. If he doesn't get traded,
yeah.
What do you do with him? You pick up his $25 million option for next year?
Wow.
I mean, I think they're more likely to let him walk. Seriously. Wow. Because at least they'd save the $25 million off their cap. I don't know that they can get anywhere with it, but... No, this has not been handled well.
Right, right.
And the Warriors absolutely have a part in it. They absolutely have a part in it. But the one thing I could never get past last year and this summer when we were talking about Kuminga and what they were going to do with him, the one thing, I swear to God, I must ask this 50 times, but where's he going to play?
Wow.
Like where? They were either going to have to sign him and then just clear a space for him. Maybe they think they tried to do it. I don't know. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.